Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Okay, you like soap operas? Are you like Stephen A? Would you like to watch them?
I used to watch them as a kid because my mom, when I faked sick and stayed home, my mom would be watching One Life to Live.
Yeah.
General Hospital. Ooh, Luke and Laura.
Laura. Yeah.
Luke and Laura. Are they divorcing? Are they getting back together?
And then Laura and then, like, die.
And then one of them, I'm trying to think, it was the black characters. It was Jesse and Angela. There were two black characters. I don't know if it was One Life to Live or General Hospital or Days of Our Lives. Mm. See, I remember all those as a kid.
Yeah, me too. My friend
Susan
mom.
Lucci?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Susan Lucci from Long Island.
Yeah.
She's
from Long Island. Yeah, there you go. Why did I bring New York into this conversation?
So, jeez. But like one of my friends growing up, like I was at his house all the time. His mother got so into like General Hospital, she would literally weep while watching it. No, I never saw anything like that. Like, she would have tears running down her eyes, like wiping her eye. I'm like, what's wrong with your mom?
I remember a few of the characters. I remember like Bo. Yeah. Bo was in one of them. Yeah. So I used to watch them.
Yeah. Okay.
Because that was cool. But
is there any soap operas, any drama like the NFL in sports? Because you think about it, it's always
Dynasty Dallas. I mean, is that really a soap opera? I mean, it's a drama.
Yeah, that's a drama. That's a soap opera type drama. Yeah.
So Dallas
not as cheesy
those
dramatic.
No, Dynasty was cheesy.
You thought Dynasty was cheesy?
Man, Joan Collins was running around with you messed stop, man. Yeah, right. When you were young, you were like 15 years
kid.
Old, 14. Like, yeah. Wow, that's somebody's mom? Really? Ooh, she's cute. You know? But yeah.
Change a kid.
That one was kind of like the NFL, but the NFL is always has some drama.
Every offseason has some, and it's this year started off with Deshaun. But now they
stars,
Aaron Rodgers, though.
Stars
of course.
Always have drama.
Of course.
Stars, if you're a star in the National Football League or the NBA, you're going to have some drama. And here's what I mean by that. Michael Jordan had drama.
Yep.
Right?
But he managed it really well,
but he
though.
Still had drama. I don't like Jerry Krause. I don't like this. Da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Drama.
Going to Atlantic City during the playoffs.
Kobe Bryant, get Shaq out of here.
Yep.
Drama.
Yep.
Shaq, I don't like him. Drama. Right? You're going to always have drama.
Have diss tracks at each other.
You know, Tom Brady, New England. I'm not going to say anything. I'm leaving.
Yeah,
why?
The Bill Belichick,
stay,
Tom
leave.
Brady dynamic.
Get
right?
Jimmy Garoppolo out. It's going to always be drama.
Right.
Every single star.
Russell Wilson. You know,
they're going to have the drama.
Twice now is allegedly wanted out.
Here's one for you that you would say, well, that's not really drama. Peyton Manning. Is they going to keep him for the neck? Or not the name.
Oh, the injury.
Are they going to pay him the $25 million?
Yeah.
Nope, they got rid of him. How could you dare get rid of Peyton Manning? Well, he's got to go. You know, Joe Montana, Steve Young sitting behind.
Uh-huh.
Oh, every
Brett
star.
Favre.
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre every offseason. Is he going to retire? Is he not going to retire? He was
star,
always one leg in, one leg out.
If you are a star
in
a National Football League, before you exit that team, you're going to have some drama.
All right, so with that in mind, I don't recall seeing a star who actually helped manufacture the drama while looking like he's not really trying to do anything. Like, I feel
like you watching?
Aaron Rodgers. No, Aaron Rodgers to me, like, and I want you to react from somebody that understands because you were embroiled in your own kind of drama as a player.
Hey, stop it.
You were. Tom Brady. Now, this is from Turner Sports, and this is Tom Brady when they were doing their they were doing a Zoom with the media off of the match, and they were playing. They were having some fun, you know, doing the Jeopardy thing, and Brady kind of reveals something here that we all know, but never talked about. And it's interesting because they're all together. Aaron's there, Tom Brady's there. The fact that they're talking about it so casually to me says something. Listen,
he's an NBA owner, a self-taught guitarist, and has guest starred in both The Office and Game of Thrones.
He's unhappy with his boss and has no options. Who is Aaron Rodgers?
Ding, ding, that is correct. Well done.
Projection, Sam. I never said I'm unhappy with my boss.
I said it, not you.
See, your friends usually say it for you. Tom Brady and the Bucks, among those nominated, by the way, for best team at this year's ESPY Awards, the ESPYs presented by Capital One Air, July 10th, 8 p.m. Eastern on ABC. This ESPYs discussion is brought to you by Dove Men Plus Care, proud sponsor of the 2021 ESPYs Sports Humanitarian Award. Come on, Key, you know how this goes. If it's seriously like an uncomfortable guys, let's not talk about it. I don't want to talk. Like, let's not do this. You let guys know. But Brady talking about it, joking about it, constantly bringing it up, even Brian Anderson of Turner bringing it up, and Rodgers just kind of answering it in, you know, like dismissive fashion, tells me that he likes it. Like, yeah, yeah, let's we can do this. We can talk about it. It's fine. He's enjoying
it. It's fine. I mean, look, you don't run away from it. Like, you're in a group with individuals playing golf, having fun. Those are some of your peers, and you get along with them. And if you want to give me a little bit on air, fine. It's not that big of a deal. If you want to talk about it, good. You mention it. You talk about it. I don't have to talk about it. You can bring it. I don't care.
Yeah, but if you didn't, if you knew, like, nah, I don't, like, this is going to turn into something ugly, or I don't want the fans to hate me for it. Right.
I don't care. If you don't like me, you don't like me. Mm-hmm. Big deal. That's your own problem. I'm having fun with it because we all know the situation. Meaning Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, they know the situation. Tom Brady has conversations with Aaron Rodgers. They talk about what is going on. What do you think? Oh, man, that dude's a jerk. I can't stand him. Well, what about, I didn't like him either, but I dealt with him. You know, we won, da-da-da.
You don't think Brady said to him, well, what are you going to do? Like, what do you want to do? Maybe even Aaron Rodgers said, what do you think I should do? How did you handle it when you and
the
love triangle of
you,
Kraft, and Belichick?
Oh, absolutely. It's like, man, I'm sick and tired of being here. These dudes got me here with these bums. And he's having that conversation.
Right.
And he's saying, well, I mean, you know, it is better playing in warm weather. It is better winning championships.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think? What team? He's not saying what team he wants to go to. He's not telling Brady those sort of things. But they're certainly having some cocktails and having a conversation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
With that in mind, this is my theory. My theory is, as I think you heard Fowler say it in the rejoin, I think he's enjoying making the front office, making Brian Gutekunst, making Mark
look
Murphy.
Silly.
Make him look silly.
And squirm.
Squirm.
Yeah.
Just twist.
You're
twist
supposed to.
And just deal with it and not know. The great unknown, because you just keep like flippantly saying,
absolutely.
Like, I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
We
all, who'll be under center week one? I don't know.
We all did it in different ways. I'll tell you a story.
All right.
Parcells, that's like my father, basically.
Yeah.
We would lose a game or whatever the case may be, and he'd try to get a little attitude with everybody on the team. I'd freeze him out the whole week. I wouldn't speak to him. I'd go doing dead periods. I'll go walk off on my own. I'll make him squirm. Think about what I'm thinking. Think about how mad I am. I want you to think about when I go and I'm walking into the bubble to stretch, I walk right past you like I don't even know you. Because I want you to think about what I'm thinking about.
What's up with that guy? What's up with him?
When I finish lifting, typically I'd hang around for hour and a half. I'd lift, go straight home, don't take a shower. I want you to think now how I feel. You play those games.
Why?
Because they play games too. So why not give them a little bit of their own medicine? Why not? If I'm Aaron Rodgers, I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, I'll renew my golf. It's not really that much money. If I'm ever in Green Bay again, I'll go and play some golf. It's at least there. It cost me, $50,000.
With
not
that
big
in mind,
deal.
But Key, with that in mind, is sort of that tells me, though, if
I'll be petty.
I could see him. I am going to make you twist to the very end,
yes.
And then I'll say to you, be careful what you wish.
Yes.
You know, and maybe you don't know what you got till it's gone.
I don't want you sleeping good at night.
I want it my way when I return. Right? I don't want you sleeping at night.
I don't want you sleeping at night.
I don't want you just saying, hey, we'll work with you. No, I don't want you to work with me. I want you to beg me to come back.
I don't even want you to beg me. I don't want you to do anything but squirm at night.
You just
wake up with
make
the
him
pillow wet from all the sweat. Thinking about, I got to line up with Jordan Love. My career's on the line.
Right.
Yeah, I want you to do all of those things. Because think
it's
about
so
it.
Petty.
Think about whatever negotiations you've ever been in, how everybody played a little negotiation game.
Of course.
Well, we don't know. We're not sure. We'll get back to you in a month and a half. Well, wait a minute, man. I got 2 weeks left.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on?
Yeah.
So when you have that leverage – like Aaron Rodgers, why not exercise it?
And he is. And he's enjoying it, clearly. Now, the only
I'm with
again,
A-Rod, 100%.
Who is
that's what I can do.
I got it.
I can play football. You can't.
Yeah. Yeah, I can save your season by showing up. I have the power. That's what he's letting them know. I have the power. And the only problem is the victim, not the victims, but the people who are suffering the most are the fans. That's the problem.
I mean, let's not go to that.
They're torn, but that is a bit.
Don't
no, that's an
the
issue.
Fans. The fans will
one
be
of the
fine.
Most loyal
they're,
fan bases
they'll be
out
fine.
There,
they like Green
they
Bay
have
Packers.
To twist too.
Yes. Whoever wears a uniform, they're gonna support.
Yeah, they also like the guy that can help them win. Keyshawn J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the show, join us on the Goodyear Hotline coming up. How important is CP3's leadership to the Suns? We'll discuss that next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and of course on the ESPN app.
I would stay home on Devin Booker. So if Devin Booker is not involved in the pick and roll, like, I'm denying him. I'm not letting him catch the ball, first of all.
Booker pushed by Holiday, gets an 8 screen. He's open, he turns, and he knocks it home off the glass.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Welcome.
Hello, everybody.
Those are the things that happen during the break.
I'm awake now.
Cassidy Hubbardthorn is right now in the studio, and Cass is just looking at us like, oh, my God, what am I stepping into?
No.
That was Monica's face day one, and now she just sits back and just goes, yeah, legs up on the chair, just let these guys go on for a minute and then tell them they're stupid.
Yeah, and this is your first time on our show, at least that I've been here. Maybe you've been on before, but I think
he looks at me. I'm the guy filling in. He's like, since I've been here, since you've
been
here.
I've been on the road all season, so I haven't been in with you guys yet.
Okay, well, welcome. We're glad to have you, and you're going to be back more, so.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, even before we get into the segment, that gives me some confidence.
By the way, full disclosure, Cassidy did call him out during the break, which I think he likes that. So, but with that in mind, in NBA Finals Game 2 tonight, we've talked a lot about Chris Paul and the impact he's had on the Suns, right?
Yeah.
I look at him, and again, no pun intended, but like he has been the key to unlocking what the Suns looked like they could become in the bubble last year. Is it as simple as that? He was that last ingredient, the final piece of the puzzle kind of thing. And the way it came together, it wasn't as expected. It was sort of like, you know, Phoenix is close to L.A. I'd like to be close to L.A. where my family is. So, sure, I'll go to Phoenix. But it's worked out perfectly.
Well, to call him the final piece of the puzzle basically says that the other pieces were already formed, mm-hmm. whereas Chris Paul helped form those other pieces, and specifically DeAndre Ayton, and then Devin Booker to a certain extent. Let's go back to just how Chris Paul has been perceived as a leader. Okay, when we look at the Clippers and we look at Houston, he was with contemporaries and he was viewed as annoying, a pest, and he's still kind of viewed like that on the Suns. But he has younger players who look up to him, respect him, and want to be sponges. So we saw this last year, just his leadership off the court, helping actually get the bubble to be a thing. And then this year, helping this pandemic condensed season get off without a hitch. Well, you know, if you want to say it like that, but it was successful, and here we are in the finals. So the couple that leadership off the court with now him having this presence with younger guys who are soaking up what he's saying. We saw it last year with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and I think that he carried some of those things that he learned with his relationship with Shai to how he formed bonds with the younger guys on this team. And I think with the three stars on this team, you have Devin Booker, who got a lot of respect from all around the league as being a dude in the league that has skills. And then you have DeAndre Ayton, who had this reputation of being immature, and he himself has said, not really a professional. And you bring in Chris Paul, who yaps in your ear constantly. And Chris Paul said when he joined the Suns, I want to join the Suns to play with Devin Booker. So he, in a way, bent the knee to Devin Booker, which allowed him to feel good that, hey, I'm an established star, but I still have a lot to learn from you, Chris Paul. And then DeAndre Ayton, he is willing and wanting to learn. When I talked to DeAndre Ayton after the Valley Oop, and I asked him, like, you know, walk me through the execution, the first thing he said is, I'm coachable and I want to listen. And I think the biggest development we've seen with this Suns team is DeAndre Ayton being a sponge and wanting to learn. And that's what Monty Williams has told me. That's what Chris Paul has said, that this guy, they're even surprised with his development and how consistent he's been given what they saw from him leading up to this. So I think it's a long answer to say it's all these pieces coming into form, even Chris Paul to a certain extent, his leadership and understanding that, you know, he has the personnel that he can actually cut through with on this team.
So when you look at it in short, so with Chris Paul being, I don't know, the pest or whatever people mm-hmm. want to call him as a veteran leader, this is the perfect situation for him because of young guys, and he doesn't have to change the way he was with the veteran teams like the Clippers or Houston, for instance, and we saw with a young team in OKC, and now with the Phoenix Suns, the relationship that he has with Monty Williams, does this all kind of
absolutely
work together?
Yes, because Monty and Chris are like a combo coach. Yeah. Player coach. They are a yin and yang in how they communicate. I mean, Monty Williams, like, if you just listen to him, he drops bars in his in his press conferences. They call him Monty mantras. I mean, you've probably heard like the lines when preparation meets opportunity. And I think you can look at these playoffs and see that the Suns have been the most prepared team throughout these playoffs. Whether that be that they swept Denver, they had some time to focus on the Clippers, they've had some time to focus on their opponents, but they in game one they just looked so much more prepared than the Bucks. Not saying that they were so much better than the Bucks. I actually find this to be a pretty, especially if Giannis is more Giannis-y in game two, a pretty even matchup. But it's going to come down to leadership and precision, which, you know, Chris Paul has, I think, unlocked all of his superpowers, not just on the leadership side, but, you know, on the court. And we're seeing just utmost confidence that those guys have right now.
Yeah. You mentioned the Bucks. What do the Bucks need to do in game two outside of getting Giannis 100% healthy to even a score?
Yeah. Look, the feeling that I'm getting around the Bucks is they've dropped game one in the last three series. So they're not panicking, but they're disappointed in themselves because they –
But this is different, though, because this is the NBA Finals.
Yes, and that's why they're disappointed, because they feel like they are a great defensive team, and that's what they hang their hat on. And they felt like they were predictable in Game 1. And, you know, Jrue Holiday in particular, whether he was disappointed in himself or disappointed in how, you know, their game plan defensively, he said, we can't give them a steady dose of the same defense. I'm getting a sense we're still going to see some switching. But, you know, I think we're going to see more soft switching, maybe not one through five, see more Jrue Holiday, PJ Tucker run through screens, because that's what they can do, muck it up defense, which we saw with the Clippers. So their point is, we have to make it uncomfortable for a 36-year-old Chris Paul out there. We can't let him be just the maestro and then have that drop back defense. Like, if Chris Paul could pick out a defensive scheme that he would love, that any team, it would be to allow him to just have free range in the mid-range. Like him and Devin Booker, you got two mid-range maestros. Like, right. That's just not it.
And you think about that, too, is the matchups, too. If I can choose who I want to.
Exactly.
Because they had a ton of ISOs in game one.
Right.
And it was just, all right, who's guarding who? All right, you're the one coming right. to screen here because I'll switch on
Bobby,
to
in the cute, Bobby. Cute series, my, cute God, series I mean, last time, but this is not what's going to go down this time around. And, yeah. and Brooke Lopez, like, you know, like people are claiming, like, clamoring for Bud to pull him, but then what? You know, like you still need his presence, but they need to get more creative. And mm-hmm. I think you could play that record over and over again through these playoffs.
It's the adjustment part of it too, of course. That now we'll wait and see what happens. Cassidy Hubbard joins us right now in the studio, ESPN's NBA reporter, giving us the straight talk. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. There have been criticisms of Coach Bud and. The adjustment thing gets very stubborn. Like you mentioned, this is the way they want to play. They're not going to change it. You hear the players, though, starting to say, we kind of need to make an adjustment. The biggest criticism I can make of the Bucks' run to the finals is that they didn't make adjustments in these series. There were injuries. The Nets decimated with injuries, and really just a fraction of a toe of Kevin Durant away from being eliminated. And then Trae Young, injury. And that changed that series as well because they couldn't stop him either. So do we expect Budenholzer will make an adjustment, or can we expect that it'll be more on the players just having to be better and Giannis, of course, having to be closer to 100%?
Well, I mean, we did see a bit of an adjustment with them going 1-5 switching in games 5 and 6 against the Hawks. I mean, they hadn't really been doing that much. Now they implemented that against the Suns. And Giannis himself, he said, you know, that worked for us last series, but it's not going to work against playmakers like Chris Paul and Devin Booker. So you have your star saying, you know, we do need to make some changes. We need to make them uncomfortable. Drew Holiday saying, you know, like we have to be aggressive, but we have to be smart because – as we saw, this Suns team knows how to get to the line, and they got killed. I mean, you could say
they make those shots,
right?
Too.
And Devin, exactly, they missed one. I mean, it was funny. Like Jay Crowder, like had to, you know, he got a little punishment for me, but he missed that one free throw.
Have you ever, by the way, speaking of free throws, you've been around the league. You are always in the building too. Yep. You're in the arenas, which I always find to bring the most credibility. Have you ever seen an MVP, a superstar, treated the way Giannis has been treated, where now
one,
it carried over?
Two,
wait, I'm
to
just
three.
Let's can we get it? Can we switch it up? Can we get like a 1-1,000 or like count down 10, 9? Like the fact that like
counting up, right?
Because Giannis.
No, are they allowed like in college basketball to do the?
Oh yeah.
Are they allowed to do all?
Oh yeah, you can do all that. But like I'm just saying, the count has been something that's been going on now since. I guess Brooklyn was the first, yeah.
But I don't think Phoenix, I was wondering, that first free throw, I'm like, I wonder if the Phoenix crowd's going to pick
course.
Up on it.
Of course.
They should
I mean, the whole building started.
Yeah, and he said that he was asked after that post game. He goes, do you notice it? He goes, of course I noticed. 20,000 people right. counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Of course
but
I noticed
see,
it.
He should block that out, though.
No, he should
shoot
his free throws faster.
Block it out and not be able to.
He is blocking it out, but you're blaming the counting for his poor free throw shooting.
No, I'm saying I'm sure
he airballed two of them before he got hurt, and they were because the whole crowd in Atlanta was counting.
That's what I'm saying, and it rushes him. But
he's been airballing it for. See, this is the reason why we're in this predicament is because he can't shoot free throws. So this clearly this is something he feels comfortable with.
Really.
I mean,
he just block it out.
I mean, because if you're sticking with this as it's go like as they're counting, then I don't know. He needs to pick up the pace. But
if he's picking up the pace. If he's picking up the pace, that means that he's really paying attention to what they're
he's
doing.
He's not making them anyway.
And he's not making them anyway.
I mean,
so it's
I
like,
get it.
I'm all for stick to it if catch he feels shoot. Good, catch but like it. Let's just like try, keep. Keep throwing things at the wall and see if they stick.
Right.
But I'm more so calling out the fans. Let's get more creative with the
asked,
count.
That's why I
you
asked
know.
You about the question with the little thingies that they, those balloons.
Yeah, they have those.
You want to impress me?
Yeah.
Count it down in Greek. You want to impress
yes,
me?
Yes, that's what
like do something like, do that. Like where he opens and goes,
right. That will really get up.
if the Bucks are eliminated, or not eliminated, but if the Bucks lose these finals, Giannis hurt or not hurt, what does that say about the Bucks in the future? Like, what do you – the coach, Mo, I guess he would still be there. He got him to the finals, right? I mean,
right. I mean, yeah there's conversations like if, you know, if they would have been eliminated earlier that his job would be in jeopardy. you know, I think as we see, like, nothing is certain, especially when it comes to head coaches in the NBA right now. So, you know, what will happen? I don't know. This is game one. Like I said, I still felt like I know, but I still feel like it was an evenly matched.
You told me, Cassidy, I need to have takes. No, I mean, I
looked at you. I'm like, is he about to ask me a legacy question? No, after in the break, he was like, no legacy questions. I am who I am. Don't.
We are on first step. He and I are on first take today, so we're already going through that whole thing of the debate stuff, and he's already mad about some of the things we are going to debate. And you can catch Cassidy on Get Up later this morning as well, and of course catch Hoop streams on Twitter from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern before every game of the NBA Finals. We got to run, but this was great. Good to see you in studio.
See you tomorrow. No.
Oh, okay. Sounds good, guys.
See you again. Once Key likes you, you're on the show all the time. So appreciate be ready for the invites. All right, Cassidy Hubbard, thanks so much. All right, Rams or 49ers, Packers or Bears, which quarterback situation does Key think is the best? We'll discuss after SportsCenter.
Thirteen seconds left. Coleman looking to grab it. Dano trying to center it. Knocking it away. Yeti Gordon. He clears it. I don't think this is going to be an icing. No. 3 seconds left. He threw a final shot. The Lady have done it. They have done it. They have gone back to back for the second year in a row. Oh. They have won the Stanley Cup.
That's the call on Lightning Radio. Yes. Tampa Bay, the city of champions, again, the Lightning win the Stanley Cup, a repeat, a 1-0 victory over the Montreal Canadiens in Game 5, the first team to repeat as Stanley Cup champs since the Pittsburgh Penguins did it in 2016-2017, also the fourth to do it in the last 30 years. So England now headed to the Euro 2020 final on the pitch as they defeated Denmark 2-1 in extra time. It is the first time in the European final and their first major tournament final since the 1966 World Cup. England will face Italy on Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. The NBA Finals are tonight, Game 2, between the Bucks and the Suns. Remember, the Suns took Game 1 Tuesday. They're looking to go up 2-0. If they do, historically, teams that take that 2-0 lead, they end up winning the series 89% of the time. Coverage of tonight's game begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio. SportsCenter is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Be your own hotspot with Straight Talk's Ultimate Unlimited plan. Get 10 gigs of hotspot data for just $55 a month. All on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Compatible device required. See StraightTalk.com. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hahn with Keyshawn here. And we're coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. And Dan Orlovsky, our ESPN football analyst, he joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. Dan, good morning.
Or not good morning. Oh, there he is.
Well, we don't hear him. We see him, though.
We can't hear you, Dan.
Handsome fella, but we can't hear you.
No, we can see you. Give me a little audio.
Can you hear me?
There you go. Okay. Hey, all right. Way to push that button.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
There we go. There we go.
Hadn't heard Dan's voice in over a month.
Over a month?
Yeah, it's been about a month.
Has it? You know, Dan.
Best month of your life.
Do you know vacations? Do you know how to do that? Because I know you're constantly working. Key just took some time off.
And, man, I took 2 days, man. You know, stop.
It's like
Tuesday and Wednesday.
Right.
2 days.
Two?
Two.
I get a little bit of vacation time, and my vacation time is filled with like kids' sports, with lacrosse and soccer or football or baseball. So
that's what I get.
I'm in that phase.
That's where you are in life, right? Where people say, "Oh, where'd you go?" I'm like, went to Minnesota for a little hockey camp." Like, what? Yeah, that's what I did, or that's what I'll be doing.
Yeah,
anyways, but nobody cares about that. But let's get into some football here. Let's discuss. So let's play a little take your pick. When it comes to quarterback situations, like in the same division, which one would you take, Dan? All right. So how about we begin with one that this is a really interesting one here in a very tough division. Rams or 49ers quarterback situations, what would you take?
Yeah, situation, I still take the Rams with Matthew Stafford. I mean, again, I'm a little bit biased because I was Matthew Stafford's backup for a couple years in Detroit. I know how remarkable he is as a talent. I know how great he is as a player. I know the type of dude he is. And while the 49ers have an intriguing young player with Trey Lance, right? Like, Matthew Stafford has the chance to have his Steve Young type of moment career-wise where he gets that quote-unquote monkey off of his back. And I just think he's never had a coach, a talented roster, or a team surrounding him like he does with the Rams right now. This situation is ideal for both people, or both parties, essentially, Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay. The situation is better in Los Angeles.
Yeah, Dan, I disagree with you. I think the situation is better in San Francisco. You got a Super Bowl appearing quarterback in Jimmy G, but you got a guy waiting in the wings in Trey Lance that they feel very highly confident about. They feel good about him at the quarterback spot. If for some reason they have to go to him, they're not hesitating to pull the trigger. When you look at Matthew Stafford, 0-3 lifetime in the playoffs. Not all his fault. There's no question about it. This is the best team that he's probably been surrounded around, but there's a lot of pressure. Super Bowls in L.A. A lot of picks was given up for Matthew Stafford. Sean McVay. All of those sort of things. So to me, the best situation, because if anything was to happen to Matthew Stafford,
right, let's argue.
I don't necessarily know what they could do at the backup spot. I think Trey Lance, on the other hand, they feel confident about him.
Look, he's talking about more present and future, whereas the Rams, it's right
good
now.
Good points.
Yeah.
And that's part of my point, Alan. Like, good points, Key, but they also gave up a ton of picks to go get Trey Lance. So the picks kind of are a wash in comparison. I just put it simply as this. Situationally, if Matthew Stafford plays as good as he's capable of, and then Jimmy Garoppolo plays as good as he can, or Trey Lance, still young, plays as good as he can, the Rams are in the much better situation. If Matthew Stafford plays as good as he can and that team plays the way it has over the last two or three years, they're going to be in the NFC title game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where I can't say that the same thing about San Francisco.
All right, let's keep this game going. We'll take your pick. Key, we'll start with you on this one. Packers or Bears, which quarterback situation would you take? Is
well,
that obvious?
I would just say the Bears. I don't know enough about Jordan Love right now because I'm assuming Aaron Rodgers is not going to play. When you start with Andy Dalton and then you look up with Fields, Justin Fields, or Justin Fields, Andy Dalton, the better situation, right? You think about it, Dan. Andy Dalton, Justin Fields, Jordan Love, Blake Bortles. I mean, it's not, you know, to me, it's not a question.
Dan?
Key, I agree with you. I have to say the Green Bay Packers, though, strictly because I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is playing somewhere else. Like, right now, today, Aaron Rodgers is a Packer.
Oh, stop!
I don't think he's going to play for the Packers, and but that's all I can go off of, man. Like, that's all I can go off of. Because until the move happens, those guys aren't in the same conversation, right? And so,
of course.
Who knows? Like, that's the fascinating thing for me about this situation is nobody knows. And while I think Justin Fields is wildly talented and has the chance to be an awesome player, I haven't seen Matt Nagy take a young player and develop him at that position. I saw him kind of minimize Mitchell Trubisky's talents. Now Justin's a way more talented player, but I got to see that out of Matt Nagy as well. And so that's why situationally, I'll still take the Packers just because Rodgers is still on the team.
Yeah, no, I get that. The reason I say no is because Rodgers is playing golf somewhere.
You're assuming, right. You're going off the assumption. All right, the next one is an interesting one too. The Patriots or the Dolphins quarterback situation, New England or Miami? Dan, we'll start with you.
This will be surprising. I'll take New England. I loved Tua coming out of college. Loved. And then I watched Mac Jones. And then I was like, wow, Mac Jones is going to be really good. Now, do I think Cam Newton can play some this year if needed and play better than he did last year? Yeah. I'm not somebody that is expecting Cam to go ball out. I'm not expecting 2015 Cam Newton. Obviously, they've upgraded their talent. But for the situation question for me, it is way more tied to Mac Jones. I just think Mac Jones got a chance to be a really, really good pro. I think one of the most important attributes of quarterbacking in the NFL is playing fast, because the speed of the game is so ridiculous that you got to play really fast. And I saw that on tape a ton for him last year. And I'm super into Tua still. Like, I still think Tua is going to be a really, really good pro. I just think Mac Jones has got a chance to be absolutely outstanding in the NFL.
Yeah, I'm going to take the New England Patriots, not for the same reasons Dan took the New England Patriots, because Mac Jones won't even see the field this year. I think that the New England Patriots went out, upgraded the talent around Cam Newton. And look, I'll be the first to say, if Cam Newton can't get to the New England Patriots in playoff contention to win the division, then he shouldn't be the quarterback. There's no question about it. But I believe, just based on knowing the fight that's in him with the players around him and how he played prior to COVID, when I watched the film and watched him all the time, I said to myself, if they had better players – and he didn't have COVID, this would be a better team. It's just simple. They didn't spend $200+ million for Mac Jones, especially when they know at the time they didn't even know that they would get Mac Jones.
All right, let me get one more in here, and Key, we'll start with you on this one. Take your pick, quarterback situations, Browns or Ravens.
I like Baker Mayfield in Cleveland's situation. Even though Lamar Jackson, the MVP, I just think that Baker Mayfield, second time around in Kevin Stefanski's offense, they kind of are going to hit in stride, finishing off the second half of the season. I know Lamar is the MVP, and he's exciting and dynamic, and they went out and upgraded at some positions. I just think that Baker Mayfield in Cleveland and what they have is just a better situation.
I mean, and you won't find anybody on television who supports and has supported Baker Mayfield more than me. I am as big a Baker Mayfield guy as there is.
You obviously.
This is Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is rare. And the situation, this is strictly tied to the starter. And this is not a knock on Baker Mayfield. Lamar Jackson is such a special player. Key, it's almost like Lamar Jackson is so good that when he's just plays a really good game, we're like, oh, Lamar Jackson was okay, because the bar is so ridiculously high. And everyone continues to point to passing stats and whatnot. Those are not a Lamar Jackson issue. I think Rashad Bateman's going to be a really good player. I called a couple Minnesota games. I've really enjoyed watching Bateman. I think he's got the chance to have a Justin Jefferson type of impact on this offense the way he did for Minnesota last year as a rookie. I just think Lamar Jackson is special, like top three, top five talents in the league. And if Bateman is who I think he should be and will become, look, this isn't a conversation, really. Just who's got the more impactful or the bigger impact as a player. So for me, this is Lamar Jackson, and it has very little to do with Baker Mayfield.
If we didn't have to go to commercial break, Dan, I'd put you in a shredder right
Come
now.
Come on.
Because no. you support Baker
but
Mayfield.
You can't.
I put Baker Mayfield. No, I can keep going. Hey, Dan, I can keep going because I can be arrogant and say this is my show, and I can tell the producers, hold off on break. First of all, you're not the only guy on television that supported Baker Mayfield. I've been supporting Baker Mayfield since day one. I'm one of the only people to say that that man should get paid when everybody else is saying he's a pedestrian quarterback. In terms of Lamar Jackson, I can bring up plenty of video and everything else about you talking about his throwing performance, and you can't win football games on your legs alone. But I get it. He is a special talent.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
What do you mean? Oh,
no,
God.
No, you
Dan?
Can't. No, you
oh,
can't.
Oh, you better not start with me.
Find it. Find
Eventually.
It.
No, all right. We're getting ready to find it.
No, you can't.
We're getting ready to find it. Keep listening to the show.
Like
we're going to find it.
Recess K- right now, like out in the schoolyard.
K-J-N-Z.
Dan Orlovsky.
No, you can't.
On the Goodyear no, hotline. Dan, we've got to go, but great stuff. Thanks as always.
Get a better tan next time.
Be good, fellas.
All right.
Possibly the most important question that has ever been asked in the history, in the long history of this show, is coming up after Key tells you this about O'Reilly.
Superstar batteries exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts and designed to meet the electrical demands of today's vehicles. Get dependable power and performance from a Superstar battery for your car, truck, motorcycle, lawnmower, boat, or more. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today, and their professional parts people can help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Michael is in Queens. Michael, what's up, man?
And as far as Key goes and the diva, Key, you're so diva, it's more like Kiva should be your new name.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
What was
this
that?
This is not Friday yet, but I'm, come on.
It hey does guys. Feel a little Friday-ish. What did you get mad about? Did
somebody said Baker something? Needs to be better, and I'm like, better where? Better, like, what are yeah. you talking about?
I think he just needs to be where he was at the end of
people
the season.
People just.
Be that Baker.
People are crazy,
there's always
man.
Room to be better.
No, of course. But it when I hear people, I guess y'all call it takes or whatever on these shows.
Why do not y'all? Like, you're not sitting here with us. Exactly.
Because I don't, it's
name's
not
the
a take
first name
to me.
On the show?
It's not a take. It's what I believe in my opinion.
Okay.
Is that not what a take is?
No, I don't know where take came from, to be honest with you. Right, I think come on, we get, had that conversation
take away.
Before.
Get to your
point.
Your
takeaway. We've already been through this.
Come on, get to your point.
Oh, gosh.
We digress. Bring it back.
No, I just was saying somebody said he needed to be better, and I'm like, where? Of course he needs to be better to win a championship. Every single year, every quarterback, every player has got to be better. You got to do more than you did the year before to at least be the same.
Right.
You cannot – be the same and think that you're going to get better results.
Now, you and Dan had a spirited conversation about, about
man, I can't
Baker
listen.
And also
I can't listen to Dan, man.
Why?
Because Dan's just talking. Like, all of a sudden, Baker Mayfield isn't capable of doing this, and he's not the answer, and Lamar is. I like them both. In fact, I don't remember what it was, but it was like ranking the quarterbacks a week or so ago before the 4th of July. And I put Lamar at 3 on my list after Tannenbaum said Baker Mayfield is probably the 5th best quarterback. I put him at the 8th best quarterback. Yes, I did. But does it mean that he's not in a better situation for the Cleveland Browns? That's not the same thing. Lamar is a better talent. Because he can do some things that Baker can't do. But for Cleveland's sake, Baker Mayfield is better. If I put...
So you're saying if you put Lamar Jackson on the Browns, they wouldn't be a better team? Mm-hmm.
I don't know that they would be a better team. I don't know that because of the style in which they like to play. What they want to do.
Well, they run.
They run the ball.
Yeah, that doesn't fit.
And they play action pass, and they have precision.
But doesn't that sound just exactly what you'd want to do with Lamar Jackson?
No, because the precision part of it is not making any mistakes, take care of the football. That's what they like to do in Cleveland. You can't take a Lamar Jackson and all of a sudden shrink his talent. If you put him on Cleveland, you're going to shrink his talent. You're not going to unleash him.
Got it.
And then you would say, well, why don't you just unleash him? Because you're not playing to our strengths.
Funny, they might say that about Baker this year, right? Like, you never know if that could
they're
be
not
coming, especially
why?
With
they're
Odell
not
Beckham.
They're not going to unleash Baker. They're not going
to
do that.
Because Odell Beckham Jr. now is available to you.
Not going
to
do
and
it.
That's a much different feel when you've got a talent like that and you're still saying we're going to run the ball 70% of the time.
We're going to run the ball 70% of the time or 60% of the time, right. And we're going to divvy it up to our receivers when we get the opportunity to. And so that's why I take issue when – people start saying things. And then Dan talking about New England, like, stop, man. You talking about he played fast. Mac Jones played fast. You watch tape. What tape was you watching? Kentucky? Vanderbilt? Like, playing fast, Lamar Jackson plays fast.
Not
that's playing
same.
Fast. Yeah. Mac, that's not the same.
That's a different kind of fast, yeah.
Not the same.
Mm-mm. Just making stuff up. Man, I'm going to punch Dan when I say that.
Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Goodyear knows from here on out every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, and hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to get through the playoffs. It takes everything to capture a title. Goodyear, more driven. On the group chat yesterday, I did post a trailer of a movie that's coming out. And it's a Kurt Warner story. It's called American Underdog. It's in theaters this December. In theaters, they say. When you watch the trailer,
theaters. What a concept.
Zachary Levi is playing Kurt Warner. Yeah. I guess maybe a little bit of facial resemblance, but the rest of it, not so much.
I saw him throw the football.
Yeah, and?
It didn't look like Kirk didn't look like to me.
I love sports movies with real actors.
It was like,
who would play Keyshawn Johnson in the Keyshawn Johnson story? Just Give Me the Damn Ball, the movie. Who would play you?
Me.
Idris.
No.
Why you keep saying no to Idris Elba?
ESPN, 888-729-3776. We need answers.
But think about it. Movies don't always have the perfect resemblance. Did you see the cast of the Aaliyah
movie?
Monica,
don't ever say that again. Right. Don't ever say Idris is going to play.
They set you up.
I can't have that type of talk on our show.
Was that the voice of God? Or was that Jay Will? Who joins us next?
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.